Wisconsin manufacturer, Biden's pro-China record gutted my business. By John Binder on August 27, 2020. Debbie Flood, the owner of a cast bronze architectural hardware manufacturer in Schofield, Wisconsin, blasted Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's record on normalizing United States trade with China that she says gutted her business before President Trump ushered in his economic nationalist agenda. Flood said, "My name is Debbie Flood and I own a small foundry and machine shop in Wisconsin that manufactures cast bronze architectural hardware. My father, a World War II veteran, started the business with some used equipment and the American dream. Today, we are one of the only U.S. companies left to make our products from start to finish under one roof. We really make things and we love it." Flood continued, "When we lost nearly 50% of our business to China in the mid-2000s, we wondered how a small company like ours could continue to compete. At the time, Joe Biden was a senator. He voted to normalize trade with China and help pave the way for them to join the WTO, even though they were hurting American companies like ours." Emphasis added. "Later, we fought our way through the Great Recession. Then Donald Trump was elected, and we breathed a sigh of relief. He actually fought for American workers and American craftsmen. He actually cared about bringing back those three beautiful words, made in America. We no longer had to succeed despite government. Now, the government was on our side, and we enjoyed a thriving economy stimulated by President Trump's pro-business and pro-worker policies. Thanks to the Trump tax cuts, I've been able to raise my employees' wages." Emphasis added. Indeed, Biden voted to normalize U.S. trade relations with China, supported their entering the WTO, and has downplayed the economic threat of China to American sovereignty and American businesses. Most recently, Biden said he would end Trump's tariffs on billions of dollars worth of China-made goods before his aides walked the statement back. Likewise, in 2019, Biden criticized Trump's tariffs on China. As Breitbart News has chronicled, decades-long free trade deals, NAFTA, and China's entering the WTO eliminated nearly 5 million manufacturing jobs across the country since 1994. Free trade advocates, like Biden, claimed at the time that NAFTA would create a million U.S. manufacturing jobs in the first 5 years. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.